going to tell you two incredibly powerful words. And most of you never use them. And if you do use them, you don't mean them. And these two incredibly powerful words are powerful because it is through them that a person actually begins to place themselves where the hand of intelligence, the hand of God, where what is true and right and bright can touch you. And until you learn the value of these two words, which you can't learn by wanting to learn them, you learn by seeing what it's like to not know them in your heart. And the two words are, I'm sorry. Some of you have never said with sincerity to anyone, I'm sorry. You are always right. You always know why you didn't do what should have been done. You're never sorry. Now, most of us learn to say I'm sorry because it gets us through problems. It's the human equivalent of throwing yourself on your back with a superior dog over you, because you don't want to rock the boat. You want to make sure everything's okay, so you learn to say I'm sorry, and it's like spraying Pam on the pot of that moment, so everything slips away and you don't have to deal with anything. But you know, only human beings have the capacity to be sorry. And do you know where the capacity to be sorry comes from? It comes from your recognition of seeing how terribly you have missed the mark of being a decent human being. That's where it comes from. It comes from a recognition that only conscience has of where the unconsciousness that occupies a human being has replaced the possibility of relationship with what is good. It may never occur to you, I hope that it does, more than you know, that the reason that you don't have real love in your life is because you love yourself so much. That's why. Do you know that God doesn't love men and women that love themselves? He doesn't refuse them love. God refuses no human being love. But human beings who love themselves refuse God's love. That's how it works. And the way they refuse God's love is they always separate themselves from the possibility of seeing that without God, they're nothing. That's how they separate themselves. They're always full of reasons why who and what they are is appropriate. And until you see that there is absolutely nothing, and I mean this, absolutely nothing appropriate about you. Nothing. And if you don't like my words, pick up the New Testament. No one is good save the Father. No one. And yet every time you're in a situation where the opportunity exists for you to just stop and see that you were wrapped up in whatever it was you were wrapped up in, you don't do it. Instead, you wrap yourself further in the lie that there was some rationale, some intelligence behind why you said that cruel remark to someone, why you acted so inconsiderately in that situation. Life is bringing every human being the never-ending opportunity to see where it is that they have created out of themselves, where thought has created out of itself a monster in makeup, a monster in a uniform with buttons and bells and sharp, shiny objects that look like rewards for meritorious behavior. And the truth of the matter is until you start waking up and realizing that when the time comes where you explode at somebody, where you have that fit or go through that impatience, or you catch yourself feeling sorry for yourself, and I better clarify this, feeling sorry for yourself is an abomination. It's an abomination. It is your refusal to see that who and what you are is the way it is because you're never sorry for being what you are. You're always sorry for what life seems to have made out of you. And life didn't make anything out of you. You consented to be what you are by refusing to see what you are. And what a fine day it is when humility born of honesty replaces pride born of a prejudice inside of you that wants to keep in place who you think you are. Humiliation is your salvation, a great man I knew once said. And human beings despise humiliation, which means they despise the possibility of salvation. And what is salvation? You know what salvation is? Salvation is the liberation from the idea that you are what you are. That's what salvation is. It's the end of the hoax and all of the hatred and fear that attends it. You don't have to make salvation a big fancy thing. Salvation is when you're no longer a thorn in your own side. Salvation is when you stop punishing other people because they don't please you. Salvation is at last when you no longer think about yourself at all or defend yourself from what is indefensible. Do you know that if you have to defend yourself, you have started from a position that is indefensible because you'll never prove to yourself that you're right as long as you live. Trying to prove that you're right to yourself is trying to brighten the sun by holding a match up to it. That's how unsuccessful it is. A moment of sorrow over being what you are is a moment of sweetness in God's life. Because the sorrow has come as a result of a lesson that presented itself to you that you finally got. You finally got to see it. You know what? All I am is consumed with myself. And everything that's wrong in my life is the product of people who aren't consumed with my life too. Learn what it means inwardly to place wanting to see what you are ahead of trying to prove that you are what you take yourself to be. If you could do that, you could be touched by something that would be the beginning of a new order of humiliation in your life. And I know you don't like the word. I know you don't want anything to do with humiliation. You can't help it. This self wants nothing to do with seeing itself as it is. But God has put inside of you His eyes. You just don't know what it means to look at yourself through them yet. But until you stop defending yourself, you will only see yourself through your own eyes, and you will see nothing but sorrow for eternity unless you shake yourself free of that self and start seeing what you need to see. You won't have to have anyone tell you what it's like to no longer want to be you when you see the price of being you is exclusion from God's life.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to Letting Go with best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit GuyFinley.com, where you'll find a host of free, life-changing information. Thanks for joining us today.